my name is Mark Granier. The poem I'm about to read is called Gripstick. Gripstick. The man emptying bins on the prom might be my age, though healthier looking, tanned, bare-armed, in a high-vis jacket and black ski cap. He plucks at stray bits of litter with that familiar metal rod with its Dalek pincer, the same as the one I bought for my mother in Fannin's some years before she died, a gadget so starkly ingenious, surely it's a branch of a family tree of similar inventions, of bakelite, whalebone, leather, wood, going back, back to that afternoon in her nursing home a year and a half ago when I hold her hand and feel it loosen, then go slack, and call the nurse who says quietly, yes, she's going. And I look out the window to see the usual glorious rubbish, clouds not stopping their tumble over cliny hills, huddle of slates and satellite dishes, while I am abruptly in a different country, the vast landscape of her open palm, tiny in the grip of what gave way. My mother died in 2012, and we were very close, and she was nearly 94, so she'd had a good long life. But I was in the nursing home, as I said in the poem, I was in the nursing home holding her hand when she died, and I suppose what struck me was you prepare yourself mentally for these things. I mean, my mother was very old and very frail. She suffered from osteoarthritis. So we knew that she was going to die relatively soon. But it was that moment when the nurse said she's going, it was like being hit by a train. And I was mentally or intellectually, I suppose, prepared for it, but not emotionally. And it really did have an extraordinary effect. It was, I suppose you could think of life as a kind of weather, physical, political, emotional. Poets learn to keep an eye out for the serendipitous object that can be utilised as a makeshift lightning rod, something that just suddenly inspires you. And this is how the poem Gripstick came about. It wasn't planned. I wasn't hunting for a metaphor for grief. Instead, it came to me in the form of this practical everyday device. You know, my mother had used it because she was arthritic. She needed something to be able to reach for objects from her bed. She was eventually, you know, confined largely to her bed. So other applications for this device hadn't occurred to me until I saw the man on the prom in the poem's opening. And I was suddenly struck by the elegant simplicity of this gadget. And so I scribbled a few lines, and I found that the central image was kind of mimed the experience. And so the poem became about the object as much as my mother's death. I think, you know, all art is artifice, but a good poem will hopefully seem in some sense organic. It'll impart something of Keats's insistence that it should come as naturally as the leaves to a tree. So I don't know if Gripstick manages this, but its metaphorical shifts in time and space felt rhythmic and right at the time.